You are now tuned into the Charlotte Business Podcast Booth, only on the QC Amplified Network, the place where real people tell real stories through real conversation. Be sure to visit the website QCAmplified.com, where you can watch and listen to more from the network. But right now, let's get into it.
This is the Charlotte Business Podcast Booth. I'm CJ Williams. We're at the Charlotte Business Owner Networking Event right here in Uptown Charlotte. You can catch, check us out wherever you get your podcasts, the Charlotte Business Podcast Booth, and of course on YouTube. This episode or this interview is brought to you by Podcast Titans. They plan, produce, and publish your podcast. They do all the work for you in producing your podcast. Check them out, podcasttitans.com, for more. And I'm joined by Miss Judith
Rapley.
Judith Rapley. Judith, what are you doing here?
What am I doing here? I'm connecting with other small business owners to figure out how I may be of service to them in some way, form, or shape, and to figure out who might be also supportive for what I'm trying to do right now and as I'm in Charlotte.
What are you trying to do?
What am I trying to do in Charlotte? I am trying to be the provider of people perspective to small business owners. I'm already a psychotherapist and life coach, and I'm looking to provide support to individuals who are looking to bring soft skills and fill the soft skills gap where they might already have information in regards to the hard skills in their industry. I'm providing the soft skills support in order to make sure that their businesses are successful and that they take well care of themselves as well as the people that serve them and work with them.
So how are you doing this? Is it like one-on-one? Is it seminars?
Absolutely. I do it in a number of different ways. So as a psychotherapist, I'm used to providing one-on-one support for executive coaches, for business owners, for entrepreneurs. I'm also looking to provide group work in terms of organizations who are looking to provide support for the people that work in the organization or organizations who are focusing on the wellness of the people who work for them and with them.
So you said psychotherapy.
Psychotherapy, wellness, business, group coaching, those things in that particular, those particular arenas.
Psychotherapy, how long have you been doing that? Like, what does it take to be a psychotherapist? You got to have like a PhD or?
Well, not necessarily a PhD. You can either be a psychologist or a psychotherapist. So you will need a licensed degree in social work or in mental health, or you might be a licensed marital family therapist or things in that particular, those particular arenas.
Okay. So tell me about the people, your clients. Tell me about them. Who are they? What do they do?
So my particular client and niche in this phase of my business are primarily entrepreneurs, founders, CEOs, individuals who are at this point in their life or at the higher level of their career. They are individuals who have served others for a long time in their lives. However, they have not usually taken good care of themselves. So they're looking for partnership, someone at their level who have been in the industry or been in the workplace for a while, to come alongside them and to provide that kind of strategic thinking and that kind of support for where they are moving in their lives from someone who is able to have already done it and are able to support them in the different areas and the things that they're doing at their level of leadership.
Okay. What, you said, what is your experience in business?
I have been a business owner for 20 years. I've had my own practice for over 20 years. And so I've done that for myself. As an entrepreneur, I've owned my own business, JMR Coaching and Consulting Services. But I've also done it for other organizations. Some of the individuals that I've served have had their own businesses, and I've supported them as they have both built, maintained, launched, and scaled their own businesses. I've also done it organizationally. I provided business support, administrative support, project management, and those other kinds of internal supports for other businesses, larger and smaller businesses. I've also provided administrative assistance, expertise, consultation, and strategic planning for nonprofits for over 15 to 20 years as well.
Okay, so take me through the process real quick. Somebody reaches out to you. First of all, how are they finding you?
So people usually find me online or they're referred through word of mouth. Because my business is 20 years of age, I've of course served a couple of hundreds of people over the time, not only in New York City where I'm originally have worked for the last couple of decades, but throughout the world. They find me online. So they can find me online through my website, judithrapley.com. They might find me through social media, whether it's LinkedIn or Facebook or Instagram. They find me, they sign up for a consultation, and in the consultation survey, it discusses what their pain points might be, what kind of support they're looking for at this time, and why they're looking for support at this time. Because as I said, usually these individuals have already done some of the work themselves. They have some tools, they have some skills, but they're looking for some additional support partnership in order to grow or to scale or to help them do this well, right? Being an entrepreneur comes at a cost, and oftentimes people are doing this in silo. And so I provide that kind of support to have someone to bounce things off of, to help them with their blind spots sometimes. So they find me in those particular ways. We have a consultation, and from there, once they decide that they're going to do that work with me, we create a plan of action for at least 6 months, and we work on those things together. Those things might range from their own personal development issues all the way to business goals and things that they may have of those kinds. If it's an individual alone, and before they start talking about the business components, then we work on the business components, because every entrepreneur is bringing themselves into the business. And if their personal realities are not aligned, and if there are obstacles and things that they haven't addressed, you are guaranteed to know that those things are going to show up in the business. Right? So we address some of those personal things at times at the very beginning so that they don't invest money and time and create a business and then run into those same pitfalls that they may have run into personally.
Okay. I feel like you got a YouTube channel.
You think that I have a what?
A YouTube channel.
I do. It's Judith Babby Life Coach. That's simple.
I just knew you had to. Because
why do you say that?
Because I could tell you say this, what you're saying.
Uh-huh.
For one, I could tell you believe in it.
I do.
And you say it a lot.
I do.
So I can tell you have it. And that's good.
But more importantly, I'm like really passionate about helping people, right? My business is 20 years old, and I wish at certain levels of my business journey I had had a me. I think that I would have gotten further faster had I had support, had I had a consultant or a coach that not only was able to help me personally, because I did have the person who was able to help me personally, but someone who, like in my instance, who's able to help the person personally, but also help them professionally and in their business. And so I am looking to be that person for entrepreneurs, for CEOs, because I've done both. I've been the corporate person, but I've also been the entrepreneur.
All right. We're going to wrap this thing up, but what's next for you and your business? What's the next level for you?
So right now I'm really assessing and looking at how to scale my business to not just be Judith to the client, like B2C, so to speak, but I'm looking to expand my B2B perspective and work. I'm looking to work with organizations who have a value around working well with the people in their organization. I'm looking to work with CEOs with growing and scaling businesses who understand the value of making sure that they are well. People don't often understand that hard skills are good, and understanding your industry and your product and your services are good. However, it is usually the soft skills, lack of empathy, miscommunication, lack of curiosity. Those are the things that cause a business to fail, right? Those are the things that cause people not to be retained in a business. People have the greatest of talents, and then one day they show up and they're like, I'm out of here. Why? Because there was some kind of miscommunication that really ticked them off, and they weren't. The people in the organization, the leaders, did not have the skills to work through those challenges and difficulties. So in order to help people and businesses be consistent, be stable, and scale, I want to make sure that I'm discussing and having these conversations, my business to their business, so that they can do well. And that helps money, that helps performance, that helps productivity, and it helps them to maintain whatever they're doing well.
Okay, very well said. Last thing, just to let people know how they can find you real quick.
Absolutely. You can find me at judithvapley.com and my website. You can find me at Judith Vapley Life Coach on both Instagram as well as Facebook. And I'm Judith Vapley, LCSW, on LinkedIn as well.
Judith, thank you.
Yes, thank you so much, CJ.
This is great.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you so much for what you're doing.